Listening Section 3. Listen to an extract from the radio about deforestation. For questions 21 to 25, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the extract twice. You now have 2 minutes to look at the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. It is an undeniable fact that forests are vital both to our survival and to the majority of animal and plant species. However, despite their importance, the global deforestation rate is increasing, affecting the environment and driving a lot of species to extinction. The main reason for deforestation is the rapid growth of the world population. In the 20th century, there was an increase in the world population from 1.65 billion to about 6 billion. It is estimated that by 2025, it will have reached 8 billion. As medicine has improved, people now live longer and therefore there is a need for more land and food. Consequently, people have been converting forests to farmlands to grow crops and provide open spaces for cattle grazing and to create space for housing and industries. People are also destroying forests for fuel. There are natural factors that can lead to deforestation, however. For instance, high temperatures lead to forest fires in various parts of the world each year. The destruction of forests can have serious effects, especially on the climate. Trees absorb greenhouse gases, and if there are fewer trees, temperatures will rise faster and speed up the effects of global warming. As trees also remove air pollutants from the atmosphere, deforestation makes the environment unhealthier. Moreover, due to forest clearance, some animals lose their natural habitat and are forced to adapt to a new environment. Other species of animals are simply driven to extinction. As the landscape changes, many plants are also unable to survive. Before people began to convert forests to farms and cities, forests covered about 60% of the Earth's land area. Today, they occupy about 30% of the land. Should we continue deforestation, the Earth will soon be an unbearable place to live in. Now, listen to the extract again. It is an undeniable fact that forests are vital both to our survival and to the majority of animal and plant species. However, despite their importance, the global deforestation rate is increasing, affecting the environment and driving a lot of species to extinction. The main reason for deforestation is the rapid growth of the world population. In the 20th century, there was an increase in the world population from 1.65 billion to about 6 billion. It is estimated that by 2025, it will have reached 8 billion. As medicine has improved, people now live longer and therefore there is a need for more land and food. Consequently, people have been converting forests to farmlands to grow crops and provide open spaces for cattle grazing and to create space for housing and industries. People are also destroying forests for fuel. There are natural factors that can lead to deforestation, however. For instance, high temperatures lead to forest fires in various parts of the world each year. The destruction of forests can have serious effects, especially on the climate. Trees absorb greenhouse gases, and if there are fewer trees, temperatures will rise faster and speed up the effects of global warming. As trees also remove air pollutants from the atmosphere, deforestation makes the environment unhealthier. Moreover, due to forest clearance, some animals lose their natural habitat and are forced to adapt to a new environment. Other species of animals are simply driven to extinction. As the landscape changes, many plants are also unable to survive. Before people began to convert forests to farms and cities, forests covered about 60% of the Earth's land area. Today, they occupy about 30% of the land. Should we continue deforestation, the Earth will soon be an unbearable place to live in. This is the end of the listening. Now turn to writing, section 1, task 1, and listen to the instructions. Listen to the extract from the radio talk again. Use the space provided below to take notes. You can use the information from the recording and the notes you have taken to write an essay about the causes and effects of deforestation. Write your essay in the writing booklet, task 1. Your notes will not be marked. It is an undeniable fact that forests are vital both to our survival and to the majority of animal and plant species. However, despite their importance, the global deforestation rate is increasing, affecting the environment and driving a lot of species to extinction. The main reason for deforestation is the rapid growth of the world population. In the 20th century, there was an increase in the world population from 1.65 billion to about 6 billion. It is estimated that by 2025, it will have reached 8 billion. As medicine has improved, people now live longer and therefore there is a need for more land and food. Consequently, people have been converting forests to farmlands to grow crops and provide open spaces for cattle grazing and to create space for housing and industries. People are also destroying forests for fuel. There are natural factors that can lead to deforestation, however. For instance, high temperatures lead to forest fires in various parts of the world each year. The destruction of forests can have serious effects, especially on the climate. Trees absorb greenhouse gases, and if there are fewer trees, temperatures will rise faster and speed up the effects of global warming. As trees also remove air pollutants from the atmosphere, deforestation makes the environment unhealthier. Moreover, due to forest clearance, some animals lose their natural habitat and are forced to adapt to a new environment. Other species of animals are simply driven to extinction. As the landscape changes, many plants are also unable to survive. Before people began to convert forests to farms and cities, forests covered about 60% of the Earth's land area. Today, they occupy about 30% of the land. Should we continue deforestation, the Earth will soon be an unbearable place to live in.